Well, it's that time of the year.
It is.
Getting ready for the last game of the AFL season, but then all that does is signal another season, and that is the trade season, when names emerge from everywhere. And this year, and as you said, most years, this is going to be the busiest. Well, I think this year will be.
Will be.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, given some of the names that are coming out of contract or are still in contract but may not be at their clubs.
Yeah, you're going to be busy too. A lot of people wanting to know whether or not you're available over the next month to deliver a motivational speech at their football club. We'll just take all those numbers and I'll get you to sift through those post-show, okay?
Calculating Cal Toomey from AFL.com.au has inside trading live on the AFL website and the app. Got the latest contract trade and draft news. Let's get through as many names and they start to get sent in straight away. The minute we mention Cal Toomey, they all come through. Mm. They want to know what's going on. So let's get punchy with this. Hello, Calculating.
Good morning, Tim and Gary. How are you guys?
Well, all the better for speaking with you. You're a very busy man, ear to the ground, so much going on. Are you telling me that Bradley Hill, there's names being bandied now?
Yeah, he has 3 years to go on his contract, but my understanding is he's open to a potential trade, which of course would be his fourth AFL club across his career. Now, had three years at the Saints and been shuffled around different roles. Really hasn't got going clearly to his previous form, and has a link clearly with Alistair Clarkson as well, 3-time premiership coach at Hawthorn under him. So I think if Clarkson joined North Melbourne, of course it's 50-50 at the moment, I think Hill could have an interest in also heading there. The complication clearly with all of this is his remaining 3 years on his deal at $900,000 or so a year.
Big wedge.
Yeah.
Did you say $900,000 a year?
Yeah, around that for the next 3 years as well.
Okay, so St Kilda, are they open to this or is it just Bradley Hill that's open to this and wants to pursue it?
Well, I think at the moment it's Bradley Hill is open to it, but we wait and see how the next month or so evolves, I think, Tim.
When there's a team that's travelling very well, which the Swans are, there's always some players that can't get a look in, so other clubs tend to look at their list even more closely. So what are we hearing out of the Swanners?
Yeah, there's a guy called Lewis Melican who's been off the radar a little bit, Gary, since the McCartan brothers have held down the key defensive post, but was a key part of their side in previous years. Hasn't played this year, signed till the end of next year, but failed to break into their team. He's only 26 and shapes as a potential key defensive option for clubs, and yeah, he's open to a trade as well, and clubs are aware of that. The Swans are also going about re-signing Harry Cunningham on a new deal too, a free agent there, so he's set to stay. But yeah, key defenders are worth their weight in gold. They are the new ruck merry-go-round. We've spoken about that a couple of times this year, and clubs are really searching for them.
Will Gould is also on that Sydney list, hasn't been able to break in. Highly rated under-18 backman. What about him? Do you know anything about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's an interesting one. He came to the Swans as a maturely built player, and he was a great kick. Played in a sample premiership on his way through to the Swans, and was drafted in that sort of 20s stage of the draft a couple of years ago. Hasn't been able to be a consistent player for him. Look, I'm not sure if there'll be interest in him or not, but I think the likelihood is that he stays at the Swans.
This appears to be an annual conversation around the future of Luke Bruce, but is it uncertain at Hawthorn as to whether or not he'll go on next year?
You're right, it is annual, but I think the clubs, again, will look at him, and his name does come up a lot at trade time. I think clubs are looking at him and knowing that there's a chance to be able to get him. He's had a super season, kicked 40 goals and been the Hawks' leading goal kicker. Look, he's the type of player who can play several more years. He wants to play on beyond next year. So he's signed to the Hawks next year, but he wants to play on beyond that. Also got another flag in his sights. Now, he knocked back a move to GWS last year on the final day of the trade period, but the clubs are aware he could look at his opportunities in the upcoming off-season.
Gunston?
Sorry, who was that?
Jack Gunston?
Oh, Jack Gunston. It's out of contract, so a little bit different, free agent. So if he was to move, he's able to just pick up and go. The Lions have been linked to him as well. Lions have a bit going on. Obviously, they've been linked to Josh Dunkley as well. They've looked at, obviously, Lance Franklin as an option once that one popped up a couple of weeks ago. So a bit going on there, but I think that'll play out over the next couple of weeks.
Gary, if you were Melbourne, would you ask a question about Jack Gunston?
Yep, straight up.
What would that question be?
You want to come play with us? I would ask it for sure.
How many years do you think he's got left in him?
Oh, a couple. Yep. He's missed 2 years of footy with his back. He seems like he's got that sorted. So he's 31, but he's got 29 years of kilometres on the clock.
Talking about sorting stuff out, Cal, Jacinta Franklin, is she now an accredited AFL player agent?
She's got it. I know we spoke about 2 months ago, guys, and put this on the radar.
You did. You did.
Going for the AFL agent accreditation. Well, she's got it. She's passed the test now. An official agent, accredited player agent, means she can directly sign players and negotiate deals with AFL and AFLW players. At this stage, she's not looking at taking on any players in any management sense, but is able to do it at this point. I'm just on this as well. Josh Gablich reporting as well that Collingwood and JWS former defender Heath Shaw is now contemplating a career as a player manager as well. So lots of former players in the industry as agents, of course, Scotty Lucas and Adam Remenaskis and Brett Deledio as well among them. So maybe Heath is the next one on the card.
Marty Paskas, well, why would you get accredited if you weren't thinking about actually becoming an agent then?
Well, that's a good question. It's part of a personal development, I'm told. That's sort of been part of the interest in doing that, and maybe down the track there's some opportunities as well for us to do that.
There was a suggestion too that that she can or may be looking in the Indigenous space, you know, being a particular advocate for those that are looking to get a start in not only AFL footy, in sport in general. So maybe that's something that they're looking at as a business.
She's got a lot of business interests, there's no doubt about that, and quite entrepreneurial in that space. I'm told she's not directly involved in the buddy negotiations, of course, which she's put on hold until the end of the season.
No, she is the most directly involved. She might not be doing it face-to-face, but her opinion would be almost the most important. Okay, what about the number one draft pick? Did you suggest that they might be looking at it, whoever gets it? Or it's a ruse?
I think this is my thoughts, and I think that there's more value in doing this than before. This is the year to be putting the number one draft pick on the trade table. There's a few factors in that. Will Ashcroft is the obvious number one pick, and obviously he's unavailable to clubs, really. He's a father-son, and he will go to the Lions. Now, the other contender for the number one slot has been George Wardlaw, but he missed the championships with a hamstring injury, did another hamstring injury, and then on Saturday returned at school level and did another hamstring in the first 5 minutes. So that's added a bit of intrigue to this discussion now. So I think if it's West Coast or if it's North Melbourne, whoever has it by the end of round 23, they should be actively putting the number one pick up for grabs and saying to other clubs, we're listening. What can we split it for?
Nice.
What can we turn one great pick into two really good ones or whatever it is? So, of course, it takes a buyer and a player that a club is going to want to push up the board for, but I think this is the year to do it. Hasn't been traded, Gary, since 2001. Maybe that's a cautionary tale with the Luke situation.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Talking to Calculating Cal Timmy from AFL.com.au, I know you spoke about this bloke a few weeks ago. It's gone quiet. Cam Zerha, is he waiting to find out what happens at North Melbourne before he makes a decision about his future and what he would like to do going forward?
Yes, in short, yes. I think that's exactly where it sits at the moment. Wait for the coach and see where that plays out. Look, he's got an offer there from North Melbourne. There's interest from Essendon. I think there's interest from a number of clubs in Victoria in particular. I don't think he's got necessarily a pull to go back to Western Australia as some other West Australians have had and do have, but that could still be a possibility, particularly with West Coast. But I think that's one that we'll see some conclusion to in the next couple of weeks once we know who's coaching North Melbourne. But they're obviously really keen to keep him. The other one to keep in mind as well, guys, Riley Beveridge reporting today that Collingwood has its thoughts on Adelaide big man Billy Frampton. So that's an interesting one as well from a whole lot of areas. He's been used as a ruck forward and back.
Collingwood, did you say?
Port Adelaide.
Yeah, Collingwood.
Like they got Brady Grundy and Cox and Cameron, that club.
Well, this is the thing, Gary. It does add some further sort of intrigue behind the plan on Brody Grundy, doesn't it?
It does.
And what they're going to do there. They're going to be very active. The Pies have got Dan McStay coming in, Bobby Hill likely coming in, interest in Tim Taranto, and now Billy Frampton as well.
I'm glad you mentioned Taranto because the suggestion out there that I've heard is that he's going to go to Richmond, but you're saying that Collingwood is still very much in the frame for him?
I think the Tigers are have edged ahead because they have had interest in Jacob Hopper. I think if you're putting a market on at the moment that the Geelong would be favourites for Hopper and that would leave the Tigers to go a little bit more all in on Taranto. But I do think the Pies have had interest in him for a fair while now. But they do have a lot going on though. So and a lot might depend as well in terms of salary cap space, what happens with Jordan Zagoe in that chase as well.
Hey, the APS final was last week. APS played the AGSV rep game this week. So there's still a fair bit for recruiters to have a look at.
There is. There's always stuff to have a look at. And the NAB League as well, big game on Saturday between Oakley and Sandringham. So a few guns running around in that one. It was a good grand final last week, Gary. Caulfield Grammar and Brighton Grammar as a draw. So
a draw?
A drawn premiership. Yeah, it was a draw, 96 apiece. The Wizard, our man, the Wizard, Nick the Wizard Watson, kicked 4 goals in the first half. And then Cam McKenzie, who's a top 10 pick for this year, was outstanding for Brighton Grammar in the second half. So
45-point deficit there. Brighton overcame.
Yes, you're right. And Clarko was there, Adam Uze was there. There was players from AFL clubs everywhere, wow, left, right and centre. So it was quite the crowd.
And, Cal, just before we let you go too, you know that Gary's a big fan of music. Where should we wander this week? We want to see a live band somewhere. Is there anything happening around town that we should have a look at?
I don't know if they're playing live any time soon, but there's a band called DMA's new song out, Gary. So come out last night. Mine and I think your producer Joel Brooks' favourite band as well. So get on that. Get
Flying
on that
track, Rats toss bag. There's just one come in. Miles Bergman from Port Adelaide. Is he on the market?
Oh, I'm not sure he's as on the market as has been reported. He's got a year to go on his contract. I would struggle to see him move. I mean, they're going to lose Carl Amon as a wingman. Mm. And part of that planning, of course, has been that they've just picked up Miles Bergman, Josh Sinn in the last couple of drafts, and of course Xavier Durden a couple of years before that. So they're trying to breed through that new sort of class of wingmen under Calum, with Calum on leaving. I'd be surprised if he left.
Calculating, you're a superstar. Are you coming in next week?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, please. In the bye week,
living colour.
We want to have a full hour with you. Inside Trading Live on the AFL website and app. All the latest contract trade and draft news. Go on your calculating.